Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our first Saturday call of the month, where we recognize the wins from the preceding month, the top 10, and some other things. So when you guys that heard the call last night, oh, there, Ruslow's on. Ruslow's a hero, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, yes, we talked about you a lot last night, Ruth. Okay, so the special date. NECAN once a year has, they call it Winspiration, and it's May 7th. And this year it's going to be about building a better future, and it's going to focus on clean water and light. And there's a person that he did a video and it's going viral. His name is Brad, and he does gratitudes. And so it's called the Bradtitude. So Brad plus, you know, kind of a merge of Brad and gratitude, the Bradtitude video. And he's doing it to save a lake, and he has a gratitude dance. So that's going to be coming out here real soon, so we can all do the gratitude dance. But there, NECAN is strongly recommending that we plug into this Winspiration Day, have an event with our team, do some, you know, a local event, an online event, something to celebrate building a better future. And the other two announcements I want to make is 21 Club are really, really taking off because it's such a powerful way to build a business. It's a powerful way to move forward in rank. So if you want to move forward in rank, like to silver, or if you are a silver and you want to help some people on your team move forward to silver so that you move up to gold and platinum, it's an amazing way. Like you do two, you know, the volume for a qualified 21 club is 6,000 PGV for the B. And so if a B had two of those in a month, that would be 12,000. I mean, they'd be silver right there if they also had their three seniors, and that's part of the requirement for having a qualified 21 club. If you did it, you know, over 2 months, you'd have a new silver or you'd be silver. So it's such a powerful model to build your business. And our goal, you know, Pat and Max have been talking about it last Saturday on Dave Johnson's call, and that's recorded. It's posted on our 100 Millionaire website. It's on Dave Johnson's Magnetic Leaders. I heard last night that there is a video of Pat and Max. I thought they said it was on the Royal Alliance, and I looked and I didn't see it yet. Mike DiMuccio did it, so maybe it's just not posted yet. So once we find that, we'll let you know about it. Tony Skoma, you know, there's been a couple calls. Again, they're posted on our 100 Millionaires. Pam Barnes and Cindy Weiscarver just finished up a successful 21 Club, and they were, you know, guest speakers on our call last Saturday, and that's posted. So there's lots of tips and inspiration and ideas for you guys how to invite, how to do, you know, the presentations, how to do the follow-ups, you know, how to do them. And so let's set a team goal of doing 30 this month in May. Do you think we can do that?
Let's be a 30-21 club.
30-21 club. Like, together we can. I mean, think of the momentum that it will build for our whole team, the confidence, the momentum, how attractive it's going to be. It'll become easier and easier to sponsor people because people love to be part of a winning team. They love to come on board something that's making a difference, helping people to have better lives physically and financially. I mean, these 21 clubs, I think it's just going to be magic. I mean, so pretty exciting times. Let us know the ones. I mean, print out that form we talked about just before we started recording this call. Yeah, one of the things NECAN did in the 21 Club package that you download from NECAN, there's now one more form, and it is your intention form that you send into NECAN with the A, and the who's the A, who's the B, when is it starting, so that they know what 21 clubs are going on. All the other forms are exactly the same. And also, you know, to let us know so that we can support you guys. And we have exciting things to talk about this morning. You know, we're going to be doing the top 10. And Ruth Lowe and Margie Kalalui just did a successful 21 club. Ruth had overheard Pat and Mac talk about how,
we'll let her
well,
tell
maybe
it.
We'll just let her tell her own story. So, Mac, you go ahead and take over our recognition and wins for April. But a large part of it today is going to be Ruth and Margie sharing how they just did this successful 21 Club.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is let's start out with the top. What we're going to do the top 10 in the pieces. We're going to, because number one is Pam and Ron Barnes, and they, number one in the top 10. How exciting. They're on the call. They're having exciting stuff happening down in their neck of the woods, so I think we'll get them on early. So, Pam Barnes, congratulations for being number one in the top 10 and a new senior, I see.
New senior this month. That's right. That's right. Of course, you know, as I mentioned before, the 21 Club spread through 2 months for me. So, you know, any of the distributors that aren't looking to make a level, we know that you can do it in 2 months. It's just doing the 30 days. So mine came out to be 2 months. And so the joy, the volume, and all of that, the contacts continued. And they will, even with 121 Club in a 30 day. So, you know, the deal is having all the pieces come together, you know. And we don't always know how those pieces are going to come together. I didn't know how those pieces were going to come together. I was just so blessed that they did and the referrals happened, and that's what you always have to ask for. So I would just say in order to do that, you have to stay in momentum. You have to stay in momentum. If you need to take a day, of course, we all have personal things that we need to take care of. Take that day, but the next day, get right back at it again. Because when you slack off, I think even one day, it's hard to pick yourself back up again. Because it's really not about your upline picking you up or your downline. The new people pick you up because their testimonials and hearing how, you know, they were in multiple car wrecks and two nights on the sleep system, all that discomfort went away, just gets you reignited and re-excited to get you back in motion again. So it's getting with new people. You know, that's all I'll say, and that's what happens. It's that consistent persistence that I always talk about every single time. So, we all have mentors, and I mean, they're great. They're encouraging. Hearing the cross line, like on these calls, this is wonderful to hear what's going on and, you know, in other groups that gives us insight, too, and ideas. And just keep the momentum going, even if it's, just kind of plugging along like a turtle. You don't have to be a jackrabbit. Just one more person. You never know that one more person, and I always say God took me to them for a reason. They might not know why, and I might not know why. Well, I do know why they take me there, to help them. And just know that everybody you talk to, you're going to help them. And go for it. Don't stop.
No, absolutely. And you know, you're talking about the pieces and not knowing for sure how it's going to come together, and you go out and you do the work. And, you know, maybe it doesn't come together. For you, it did come together in the time frame. But even if it doesn't come together in the time frame, you know, you just keeping on. You kind of just keep rolling forward. Any of the people on that 21 Club that didn't enroll, didn't buy products, you can just, you know, hook up to another presentation with them, another in-home. Just kind of keep moving forward.
Put them on another form.
What Pat Mack said is, you know, if you do a 21 Club, and you don't get the volume the first time, if you persist, if you go all the way through the 21 Club and then just keep going, the second one, you will get the volume.
And
yeah, there's no failed 21 Clubs, never one, never one bad one.
Absolutely. So say why they're always good, even if you don't get the volume.
Mm-hmm.
they are, and and it's going to be the new normal for the way we launch people, right, when we bring them on board. Everybody's going to do 21 Clubs. And you guys, anybody that has 21 Clubs scheduled for May, send us a text or an email. So
Tuesday needs to be when it's starting, and also get that form from
the intention.
Yeah, out of the NECAN documents, and get that off to NECAN.
So.
Yay, Pam and Ron, congratulations, being number one in the top 10. And you know, I think you guys can see, can't you? I mean, by continuing these 21 Clubs, you're going to have more people moving up to silver and gold and beyond.
Well, absolutely. It's just getting out there and getting the word out. You know, that's the thing. Get the word out. People don't know what they don't know. You know, it's Derby Day here in Louisville. So for all of you all that really don't really care, do turn on the Derby. It's a lot of fun. Yesterday it was fabulous. You get to see people you haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, when they mention, oh, you're looking really good, well, thank you. I love my Meekin lifestyle. You know, just little things. And you don't have to sit there and give them a lecture. Just kind of plant a little seed. And it's a great time in Louisville. So I'm sorry for all you all elsewhere that don't get to be a part of it. It's just a springtime fun joy, and everybody's happy and beautiful, and the hats are gorgeous, and they look even better in person than they're going to see them on television.
Oh, send us a picture of you and your hat.
I will.
Okay.
Congratulations, you guys.
And congratulations to Alberta Wagner. She's the new senior. So.
Yay!
All right. Ruth Lowe. Ruth Lowe was last night. Well, I'll tell you, I think her name was mentioned about three or four times.
Yeah, Colleen.
Steph and Colleen. So, Ruth, congratulations. You are number two in the top 10, and you have a new senior. If I'm not mistaken, Winnie M.
Mm-hmm.
So yay!
And Michelle Hensley. We have two new seniors. So first of all, there's no way I would have even considered doing a 21 Club if I had not listened to Pam's call last Saturday. That's what started it. So the huge lesson learned for me was that it is so important to listen to these Saturday calls. Because I'm committed to doing that, and luckily I was anxious to listen to Pam and Cindy, and from that I was heading out to a track event for my daughter, and I thought, oh, maybe I should listen to Pam and Mac even though we're in the car. And so by listening to Pam and Mac just solidified all the things that Pam had taught us, and on the way home I thought, you know, I'm just going to go home and take a look at my genealogy, and that's how the ball started rolling. So thank you, Pam and Cindy, for being so amazing on the call last week, because that's what started it all. And
wow.
I would have never thought of doing it if I had not listened to Pam and Cindy last Saturday. So it was pretty amazing. So, and that's it. And so Saturday, when I came home and looked at the genealogy, realized that the volume was not an issue and we have new people, I actually for a minute thought, oh, I missed my opportunity, until I really sat down and penciled it out. And then it sunk in that, you know, I could do a 21 Club. I only have 4 days, but, you know, I can go for it and see what happens. And then I called Margie. Margie was busy. She was she had a lot. She was in San Francisco that day. So by the time we caught up, I texted her and said, call me ASAP. And she called me, and I told her. She goes, yeah, let's do it. So, and Margie
wow.
was here. And so Margie was here before she went to San Francisco. So we had spoken to five people, and so we kind of had the ball rolling, and Jack had left us a message saying, you know, Margie's here, and you're doing a potluck. Maybe you should do a 21 Club. And the both of us like, yeah, let's see what happens in the 21 Club, and we'll go from there. We kind of were like, okay, we're open to it. But I would have never thought to go back to look at my genealogy to see what activity was there and comb through it until I heard Max say something on his call. So
who was your new senior?
So I have two new. The one senior was from last day of the month of March, Ricky and Sue
yep.
Kang, and they actually signed up on 30th because we had that free shipping, and so they're our first seniors, and then our second and third senior were. It happened just over the past, you know, last weekend or whatever, the 3 or 4 days.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, we had our volume
yep.
by Monday, 2 days after. Well, Saturday, we didn't make any calls because it was really a day of preparation. And Sunday, so as of Saturday, Margie and I had only spoken to 5 or 6 people. And then we need another 15, and so, or 60, anyway, somewhere around there. So Sunday, on the way to church, I started making calls with Margie. And then after church, on the way back from church, we got a hold of some people. And so that's how we did Sunday and Monday. And then we finished up. We had the volume by Monday, but we still needed to speak to 4 more people. So I was
wow.
frantically looking at my list so the interesting thing is I had my list, and I probably had close to 40 people on my list that I thought for sure, well, I started with 15 because that's all I needed. And I'm like, I'll call these 15 people. Well, out of 15, I could only get a hold of 3 or 4. I'm like, oh, no. And then I added to the list, and Robert suggested people. And then little by little, and then after that, I still needed 4 more. I'm like, okay, who else can I call? How am I going to get this done? Because I'm too close to give up now. So it was constant focus on my list and who and how and just really keeping my options open to not say, okay, I can't get this done. Because I'm like, it's only a few more days. It's okay. We don't have to stress over this. We can be calm about this. And, you know, it's like Margie taught us, you just have to relax and Providence takes over. If it's meant to be yours, it's yours. And it happened. We finished it up on Tuesday. And
fabulous.
That's when I called Mac for something to ask him a clarification question because I wanted him to know that it was his call. And I listened to his call because I listened to Pam first. that's when I said, okay, I only have 2 more names at that point in time. I said, I'm not calling Jack and Karen until I got all the names on my list. And then I called you guys that early evening.
That
was so amazing.
And Margie was busy. It's amazing that Margie and I were able to do this because Margie was in San Francisco. She was working her butt off, too, up there. So in between, she was helping me out to do all these 3 ways. And that's why I called her first on Saturday to make sure it was okay because I knew we had to talk to, you know, over 15, 16 people in the next 3 days.
Wow.
So.
And Margie's on the call, too. Margie, was that exciting?
Hi, yeah, I'm on the call. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on a field trip.
All right.
I'm with my grandmother's circle group from church, from Unity. We're going to go to Dolphin Island, take a ferry, and hike a little bit. So, but it's good for me to network.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you too for jumping in there and being the A. I guess you were the A. And congratulations, you guys got a successful 21 Club. So
Ruth did most of the work, you know. That's sort of neat. I could do 3 ways and ask, you know, talk to her people, and it was just great.
It was great,
but it made me realize, gosh, these are so easy. I'm doing one now.
Yay!
As soon as I get enough volume because I signed somebody up, and, you know, we still have 30 days. So we'll see.
Yeah, so Roger and I will be on Dave's call on Monday morning. He asked if we could share. So we don't want to take up the time because we have all these amazing people that are in the top 10. So we can talk more on Monday and share. The details.
Well, one more thing I wanted to say about Ruth is she was, and she's in Margie's downline, so both of them, it's a great thing. Ruth was the number one personal group volume leader in all of March. So, yay, Ruth Lowe.
That's right. They announced you on the call last night.
Yay. It's a love and gratitude.
Superstar, we're going to have to put you on television or something.
Well, let's just talk just a tiny bit more in case people have questions. But what I think is cool is, like, Margie, you went out to Ruth's house, and Ruth, you had the potluck and did demos and stuff at your home. So 5 of the people were there. But then a lot of the people were people that you have done demos with before. But then you did the follow-up. I mean, you guys did the ABC.
And you're right. That's a really good point. The 3 seniors that came about from my 21 Club were 3 families that had come to visit us. And I didn't realize that until I was talking with you the other day, that what happened was, you know, living in San Diego, everybody wants to come visit us. And there was a 2-week time period where we had out-of-town guests continuously except for one night. And so the first family came for 6 days, left, washed the sheets, put it back on the bed. And the next family came for 3 days, left, washed the sheet, and put the sheets back on the bed. And the third family came for 6 days. So we had guests for almost 2 weeks solid. And so the first senior popped with the middle guest, the in-between guest, and they were, like, all excited, and it was free shipping. So they signed me up, and I want all this stuff because they lived and breathed it. They were in my house. They could see that this is what living in a wellness home was, and they felt better being in our home. And then when we decide on Saturday to do this, I called each of those guests, the first guest, and she was like, yeah. She goes, I would consider that. I there's some things I want to do. I want to order. So I'm like, okay, why don't you make your list? And so that was our second senior. And then the third guest, they had wanted a waterfall and a shower head and nutritionals and all kinds of stuff. So we talked to them, and they're like, yeah, this is, I think we can do that too. And so it was really easy. I need to get you on the phone with Margie. And Margie did a phenomenal job on explaining the lactoferrin and the J green. I mean, she's just amazing with that. And I learned, even though I knew it, to hear it again and to address it specifically for my friends like that, it was wonderful. And it was wonderful coming from Margie because they were like all excited. And I know I shared those things with them. And of course, it went in one ear and came out the other. But they were really excited when they heard Margie. So that was pretty cool. So the goal is to have people come to your house and live it and feel it and be in it because that's where my three seniors came from. They were.
You know, that is exciting, you guys. We have another technique for our 21 Club, and that is invite people over to your home to stay for the weekend.
That's awesome.
I love it. Well, congratulations, you guys. That is just phenomenal. Phenomenal that you thought of it and then that you got it done. And I think it's just a learning experience for all of us to see that, like Margie, even though you were super busy, you were able to fit those three-way calls in and, get it done. So it's just flexible. The 21 Club now is so flexible. So all of us can do them.
And I know you guys all asked for divine guidance. On the bottom of Pam Barnes' email that says, be the answer to someone's prayers. You know, who is praying for you to show up in their life? And I know that's what you guys are doing. So, yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
We got to move on here.
Okay, yay, you guys. That's so exciting. We'd love to talk to you all day. But, okay. And so for everybody, Ruth and Margie are going to be on Dave's call. Which day? On Monday?
Monday.
Okay, so we'll tune in on Monday. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Number three in the top 10 is Becky Dragon. And Becky and her son Adam Dragon did a bajillion presentations over the last month. And they're still working on their 21 Club and Adam going silver, but they're getting closer every minute. And so you ended up being number three. Becky, that's pretty exciting.
Wow, that's awesome, awesome.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
What would you like to share about that month?
It's so awesome to be able to sit here and just think of mostly this last month was David Brooks as well as Adam. David is amazing because excuse me. He just keeps going mostly by himself. You know, I'll call and check on him, but he just keeps telling me he's fine, and he just is out there talking to a lot of people. He mentioned he sold a sleep set to a lady that has MS and how happy she is and how much it's helping her. I love those stories. So he's doing great things and just keeps going. And Adam, it's so fun to work with my son, but the thing that impressed me the most as he was trying to go silver last month, he had it all organized, and it was like a puzzle of three separate people of what it was going to take for everything to fall into place and make it happen. And he was determined, and he just kept working with people, strategizing and figuring it out, and was on top of things. He kept getting on the genealogy, trying to figure out what he needed to do and make it happen. We kept talking to people. A bajillion people is maybe a little exaggerated. But we did 30 rollouts in 30 days, and really, again, his focus, in spite of challenges in his life, was amazing. He worked with Dave and Valerie, and even made phone calls and thought with Carrie Percy and D3. So he just kept going. And the thing is, it's not over. I mean, like you said, that set the groundwork. He knew he had 1 month where he was not, you know, being in between jobs so that he could really do a big momentum push. And so I said to him yesterday, let's do another 21 Club. Let's pull all of these people together that we've already contacted and have them bring friends and do one big presentation and find, you know, plus the two that he's going to be bringing on in the next few weeks. And let's do it this month. So,
That's it.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most important things. I mean, and you guys have a great attitude. You know how Dave Johnson does the daily rep calls every morning, and on Thursday he had Cameron Taylor on, and who told the story of Columbus. And if you guys haven't heard that, it is so worth hearing and sharing with your team. So,
the way Cameron tells
it. Oh, my goodness. You know, it took... Columbus had that dream. It took, I think, 18 years for him to finally get the funding. And then sailing across the sea, his crew, they got discouraged because the days are going by and they're not finding land. And he keeps encouraging them. And finally, you know, they're going to...
Listen to the call.
Yeah, listen to it. But, you know, they're going to revolt, like, you know, 2 days before they sighted land. And, again, he got them to hold on a couple more days, and, you know, that's it. We don't give up. We just keep keeping on, and with the 21 clubs especially, I mean, you've sowed the seeds, and now you just keep rolling them forward and bringing on more people and asking them to bring people, and, you know, the harvest will come. So congratulations, you guys, and congratulations for Becky for being number 3 in the top 10. Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
And Adam will be silver in
May.
May. Okay.
Silver in May. And David Brooks, silver in May. Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Nina Elvis is number 4, and Nina's consistently in the top 10, and it's going to start moving even higher.
With 21 clubs.
I think she's going to do a couple of 21 clubs this month, and with Judalyn Patton, and I see Judalyn is on the call, so yay.
Lord and John are heading for silver.
Are you?
Here's Nina. Yeah.
Okay
Nina.
You're open.
Good morning. Good. I love it. Go team, go. It's all of us that are making a difference. And that's the important thing, what we're doing is paying attention and being available when, you know, people have their needs and listening to their needs and paying attention. And I pray every morning before I leave the house, you know, whose life am I going to touch and whose story am I going to hear and what I can do to make a difference in somebody's life. And when you pray, I mean, God guides you. He guides you to the people. And it's amazing because the first thing I ask people is when they're telling me the story, I ask them, I said, do you pray? And they say, yes, I do. And I says, well, that's why I'm here.
Wow.
Wow.
It's what you put out, you get back. And it was funny because yesterday I was going shopping and running around, and my boyfriend calls me up and he says, there's a young lady that you need to see. She's selling a green product, and you need to come home now. And I said, well, I'm getting ready to go into Trader Joe's. And he says, I think you need to come now because she's not going to be here. You know, she's just going door to door, and she's a perfect person for you. And so I got back in my car, and, you know, I came home, and I had 3 more stops to make before I went home. And So I stopped everything, and I came home, and I saw the girl on the at the end of my block. And so I said, you must be, because he told me her name and what she looked like and everything, and I said, you must be Nikki. And she said, yeah. And then he had explained to her the color of my car. He says, I'm going to have my girlfriend talk to you when she comes home. Look for her car. And so she knew who I was. She was expecting me. And so I was listening to her, and long story short, she has a lot of health challenges. And she's 27, and she had a pump in her back for pain.
Wow.
And she's had everything wrong with her, and she says, I have autoimmune disease. And I sat and I cried with her, and I said, you know, do you pray? And she says, yes, I do. And I said, well, that's why I'm here. Because I had three other stops to make. But my boyfriend said, you have to come home now. There's a young girl that you need to see. He didn't know why. He thought it was because I was going to buy this green product. Yeah, I like the green product, but I wanted to listen to her story. And she started crying, and I showed her a video of somebody that has some challenges that she had. And she says, I'm coming back. I see hope. And she whispered in my ear, and she says, my grandmother told me every day an angel will touch you. And she said, you're my angel. I see hope. And that's why I love what we do, because when we listen to people's stories, we know what we can do to make a difference in someone's life.
And that's why your email
angels
romance, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's not about us. It's about the people we meet and who we talk to. Listen to their story. I mean, everybody has an intent, but it's not about your intent. It's what you can do to make a difference in somebody else's life. And
absolutely.
Like my neighbor the other day, she's retiring at the end of next year, and she was complaining that she's not going to have enough money when she retires. And so I looked at her, and she had been in Neekin before, and I had said to her, why don't you look at a home-based business to supplement which you're going to miss? And she looked at me with a sarcastic look and says to me, I don't want to do Neekin, Nina. And I said, I didn't say Neekin. I said a home-based business, because I already knew she was in Neekin. I said, you got to find something that you're passionate about that you can share, because if you're not passionate about something, people are going to see it. They're going to know it. If you're in it for the money, they're going to see that you're hungry for money. But if they see that you care, then they're going to want to listen to what you have to share. And, yes, she needed money, but that's not her intent. She needs to have the passion to get the money. And whatever we do, we need to have passion about it. So I says, well, let me show you why I do what I do. And I showed her a testimony on a YouTube. I just said, you know, here, this guy, his life was changed. And she looked at it, and she started crying. She looked at me, and she says, you know, I remember I tried the sleep system. I think I want to order the sleep system from you. And I said, oh, I want to sign back up with Neekin. I said, oh, okay. You know, I didn't, you know, push her or anything. I just was showing her, you know, a tool. And then she came in last week, because this was 2 weeks ago, and she was all excited, and then she says, I'm going to do my $100 a month. And I says, you don't have to do $100 if you're just, you know, going to, you know, buy products. That's only if you can do the business. And she said, well, you know, I could, you know, make a little extra money, and it could help me. You know, I could travel. And I thought, wow, because we open doors for people and let it be their idea instead of
absolutely.
It's just planting.
And because you use the tool, Nina.
Absolutely.
If you would try to tell her that story yourself, it wouldn't work. But you used the tool, and it did work. I'm sorry, we got to move on.
You are amazing, Nina. You are an angel. What an inspiration! I think you inspired every single one of us on this call today. So
I still have my eyes are still wet from it.
We're all angels. We're all.
Thank you so much.
We are.
Thank you, team.
Blessings.
Okay,
thank you.
Winifery, you are in the top 10 and jumped right in there with a couple of amazing. She's got a new senior and a new, which is the quality enrollment, and a new another 1,000-point quality enrollee. So, yay, Nina. Or, I mean,
yay, Nina and Edwina.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Nina, I cannot top that, but I'm telling you, I love everything that you said. So I'm going to make mine pretty, pretty quick. I love the stories that I've heard, and I'm so happy to be able to speak to you guys because I'm at that place where I'm starting to grow and reach and go to the next level. But it was through prayer that I kept on believing that it would happen and that I would grow here in the Tampa area. And so with that in mind, I found just talking to someone, and I did exactly what you were talking about, Nina, which was I met Kathleen, and Kathleen had a problem with headaches and so forth, and I made her go into my bag and get a necklace and put on her neck, and she wore it every day. I think she's gotten her own now, but I just wanted you guys to meet Kathleen. Kathleen, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone.
Oh, my
God. Good morning.
This is another angel. This is another angel. She has been so special to me. And now we're growing everything. We started a 21 Club, and we're going to finish it this month. But talk about meeting somebody and them just being in tune to whatever it is that you say and what you're doing and building a team. That's this person. I don't know if Linda Greenwood is on the phone, but she's also part of our team that stays quality and role. And then there's Joyce out of, Linda's in Arkansas. Joyce is in Round Rock. And so we are getting ready to rock it. We are going to make it happen. Kathleen, is it anything you want to share about your experience with Meekin?
Well, I'll just tell you, I also put it on my website. That's the one little story I shared is, I'm probably still going to have to see a neurologist just in case, but I was told by family and friends that I guess I have like bobblehead syndrome or a type of that where my head shakes a little bit, but I can't tell that it shakes. I only know it when someone says something, and that's what I mentioned to Edwina, and then she had me wear the necklace. And not that I've been around a lot of family lately, but my friend who had noticed it a lot actually mentioned a couple of days ago that I seem to be controlling it a lot better because he had not seen me shake my head as much as I had been. So I'm hoping and attributing it at the moment to the necklace and that kind of thing. So that is my story right now.
Okay.
Wow. Fantastic.
And congratulations for being a new senior and a qualified enrollee.
Thank you.
How about Wanda Steele? She was your other quality in, or your other
Elizabeth?
Enrollee.
Elizabeth,
yeah,
I'm talking about?
I'm on the wrong list. Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, yeah. Elizabeth went to San Francisco on a trip, and then she came back, and she wasn't feeling that great. But we're getting together, all of us, this week to press on, and we're looking forward to making that happen with her because she was the one who mentioned when she signed up, hey, we could become a team. I hadn't heard that word before from anybody, and I thought, look at this woman. Is this just a gift from God that I'm hearing all the right words right now? And so that's what we're looking forward to is all of us coming together. And we've talked and interviewed a couple of other persons who are going to do presentations with us this week on Wednesday. So everybody should see the whole picture. And that's where we're at right now. Pretty exciting.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. We're so proud of you. I mean, you know, you're inspirational. You're an angel, too. And it just, you know, you are always reaching out and helping people and you know, giving them hope so that they can see the light, see the way ahead so that they can feel better physically, financially. Thank you.
Well, isn't that what we're all about, humans being more?
That's exactly
to be there.
It. human being more. You're right. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay, team.
Next is David and Janet Anderson. I see, and I, hang on, David. There. Your line is
well, good morning. There is just a wave of inspiration and transformation and healing that's going through Nikin in a new powerful way, and it's awesome to be a part of it. We have a new senior, Tammy, who cannot be on the phone this morning. I met her the old-fashioned way. It was a call from the Yellow Pages. What was so fun about being with her is that from the moment she stepped on our new steps, she could feel the power. And she was standing there, and as you're watching, you could see her absorbing it. She could feel her back crack. And from that moment on, she's just the kind of person who went out and started talking to people and, you know, did not wait for any training or anything. She just believed in the product, understood it. She's a massage therapist, so she understood energy. Her mind started to roll with all the people who needed these products. And in terms of some of the inspiration from, like, Pam and Ruth and talking about the 21 Club, she ended up being senior with about 2,200 volume this month. So there's the beginning of our 21 Club, because we have a senior and the volume. And Janet primarily has done several 21 Clubs in the past, in the distant past. But it's, as Jack said, it's sort of the new normal, and it's set up for us. That's it. It's just... You know, it's great. There's this huge wave, and it's great to be on the wave paddling with everybody else with these great stories. Thank you.
And isn't it exciting to have another quality enrollee who's a senior?
It is. It is.
Sharing already. Wow, that is awesome.
So there's one of your three seniors for your 21 Club, too.
Woohoo!
Yep.
And what I understand is she sponsors, so she works with a massage group, and one of her business associates there, she brought into the business too. So she's the new
Right. She works both in a massage school and has her own business with about five other partners.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, congratulations for going into the phone directory and finding
her.
When we absolutely have a definite intention, then Providence moves too, right? And the right people come together.
Right.
Congratulations. Dori Lorden is next, and she's number seven, and she's just because... She has lots and lots and lots of people on AutoShip. She really loves the nutritional products, and she's sharing those all the time. And she's had people on long-term AutoShip and always qualifies for the top 10.
Yay, Dory.
Margie Kyle Lewis next, and she
already
talked, so we're going to jump over you, Margie, but congratulations.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Absolutely, and she got a new qualified direct over the last month, plus a few other things that I don't know about. Nancy Clyde, you are next, too. Let's see. Do I have you muted out? Sometimes. Nancy, if you're there, put up your hand with a five-star. For some reason, I'm not seeing you. There you are.
There she is.
Okay, Nancy, your line.
Let me see. Am I muted? No. Here I am. No, this has been a fantastic call. I love the, I pray every morning, but, you know, really allowing those people to recognize the fact that they were praying and you are the answer to that, I think is, that's just brilliant. because it's true. So anyway, no, I'm thrilled to be in the top 10. There's bunches of people. I've done so many different events. I would say I had 20 or 30 people in the pipeline, but nothing has just popped. So you'll be seeing me higher in the top 10 in the future. But and I also, because I've been at so many events, I have not listened to Pam and Cindy's sharing. And anyway, so I'm going to be listening to that about the 21 Club and all. And this has just been a great call for me. Thanks.
And you were doing a 21 Club yourself, so let's look forward to you being successfully. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating you soon for that.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Right.
All right. And keep them going. Okay, Lois Wilburn.
Hello. Good morning.
Yay.
Yes, yay, Lois.
Thank you.
Tell us what you're excited about.
Well, a few things just kind of happened really quickly the last week, just in the last week before the first. And my other person, I call her Lois H. She has, are you on the phone, Lois? She's traveling in Southern California. Anyway, I sent her a text to listen in, but someone came to visit her, and she just, you know, they had a problem with their knee or something, and she started sharing the products, and it kind of caught her by surprise. They were so interested, and they had such a quick product experience. And she didn't call me. We could have really made something big, but anyway, they ended up buying over $700 worth of products. And that was really her first experience. And she did it alone. But anyway, she's more excited now. She's in touch with these people, and they're going to do more. Really, really a good, hot prospect.
Wow, fabulous. Hey, maybe she's on Lois?
Yes.
Are you still on? I see another 510 number. I thought maybe it was her.
No, her number's 925.
Oh, okay.
She lives in the Stockton area. You there?
I'm here.
We're here. Okay. I don't think she's there.
Okay. Anyway, as another person that came by unexpectedly, and same thing happened. And they signed up, but they just signed up to order one product, and it's, you know, and then the other person that you brought with them got excited about it, and that's how it started, just two people.
It just always starts, you know, a person discovering a product, discovering this idea, this concept, and are you going to be doing a 21 Club with your Lois?
That's what, you know, it's all, you know, just listening to people talk, it's like maybe both of them might do two people and to Lois. We will pursue that. So
that's a great way. I mean, it just creates that that energy, that urgency to go out and do it. And you know, you just start getting out there in front of people and sharing and finding out what people want. And, you know, some of the people, it's going to be the right time for them. They're going to be praying for an answer, and there you're going to be. So it's just...
Oh,
yeah.
It's easy to share the weekend now. People are really excited about it. So we're going to be having regular presentations here. So we're just looking to really wake up this area.
Oh, yay! Woohoo!
Yeah.
Congratulations, Lois, in the top 10, and we're so proud of you. And yeah, I think, you know, great things are going to happen for your team this month. And everybody on the call today, and you know, some of our people that weren't able to be on this today that are doing 21 clubs. But again, just imagine, you know, if we have it looks to me like we have about 30, 21 clubs lined up for May, and just think of the amazing momentum. Think of the call next month.
Wow, it's going to be exciting. I'm excited.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want to say, you know, we just love and appreciate each one of you, and these are exciting times. Oh, Dave Johnson, it's his birthday today, you guys, May 2nd.
And he's having a call in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So
I want to be on that call.
Rex and Sis Wilson are going to be on it. And they've won about everything Nikan's got to offer for the last, I think they've won everything.
So plug into that if you can. And action item, you know, for this week is, you know, set up those 21 clubs. Be the A, be the B. If you're the A, you can do multiple ones. You know, you can, like Tony Skoma, he's the A, and he's got 7 going at one time. And like Margie, you know, doing that one with Ruth, if a lot of it is phone calls, three-way calls, you can fit more in that way. But whatever, if you do one at a time, if you do multiple at a time, it's just all good. One of the things, like if you have a couple people, if you're the A, like Lois, you know, if you have two people both doing them at the same time, you can create the synergy. I mean, both of them can be inviting people to the same events, and you can just kind of have that synergy and energy going.
Maybe Judalyn and Nina and Lydia.
Same with you guys. So, you know, if you've got a couple people that are Bs and you're the A, especially if you're... You can create that synergy doing either in your home or in homes online. So let's make that a goal for all of us for this week, and love and hugs, you guys. Together we can.
Absolutely. We love and appreciate every one of you. You guys are awesome. Such touching stories. And
Wow,
are making a difference. You are the answer.
Angels, that's right. The answers to
people's,
prayers.
And you're the answer to my prayer, for sure.
Congratulations to you guys on the top 10.
We love
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Bye-bye.